Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to another episode of The Love Journey, Your Love Experience with Janine and Ingram. And, you know, it's almost March, y'all. We almost in the third month. Can you believe it just seemed like we were just getting into 2019? And guess what? Miss Emerald will be 1 year of age tomorrow. My little grandbaby will be a year. It just seemed like, oh. All right, family, let's get ready and move within. Inviting the presence into this right now moment. Bringing in the stillness. As we recognize that there is only one power and one presence. And on this line, we recognize this great spirit that is known by many, many names as God, the good, the omnipotent, everywhere present, knowing that there is not a spot that our God is not. And so I just want you to become very intentional about the breath right now as we breathe. You see, there's power in the breath, family, and sometimes we forget to breathe. I want you to take in a deep breath, breathe it in through the nose, hold it to the point of vibration, hold it to the count of eight, and then release the breath. And as you release the breath, remember to breathe deep into the diaphragm, deep into the heart, because the heart has wisdom, family. So together, be still and know that I am God. I want you to breathe. And release. Be still and know I am God. Breathe. And release. Be still and know that I am God. Breathe. And release. And last time. Breathe, be still, and know that I am God. Just breathe, family, just breathe. And release. And as we come into a place of gratitude, recognizing that gratitude is the highest form of prayer. I just want you to say thank you. Thank you, God. 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 And as we recognize, we can decree and declare a thing this morning. Come, Holy Spirit, in the matchless name of Jesus, we come together as one. Divine Mother, Father, God, the author and the finisher of all great things, we arise this morning to establish our legal right and dominion over all the region and territory which you have given each and every one of us jurisdictional authority. Holy Spirit, you said in Daniel 9 and 4 that you are the only great God. Come, Holy Spirit. You said if I command the locust to devour the land, you said if my people are called by my name and humble themselves, pray and seek my face, you said then and only then will you heal the land. Come, Holy Spirit, as our eyes shall be open and our ears shall hear today, God, the matchless, melodic sounds of you, Holy Spirit. We come together today, God, as we calibrate the spiritual climate and decree that every bit of the presence of you come forth, God. Let there be fire in our mouth as we advance in our prayers today, as we take authority over the atmosphere and the climates and the activity and destiny altered images, God. We come together today, God, to recognize that you are all there is, Holy Spirit. We declare and decree right now, God, that nothing but good shall come to us today, God. We come in the matchless name of you, God, just knowing that not pray in the power of the Holy Spirit, calling forth all the spiritual energy in the universe. We pray, God, to bring together, God, all that you have in us. We speak life over each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. We confess with our mouth today that you lead us, Holy Spirit, and guide us, Holy Spirit. We confess that we are healed and whole and perfect and complete as we flourish, God, as we're fruitful, full of peace and patience and love, and wherever we set our hands upon shall prosper. For God, you supply our every need, God. I pray for every ministry under the sound of my voice, God. I pray that you be revealed and matured and anoint us, God. Anoint each and every one of us for all God-ordained encounters, ministry, opportunities, and positions. That you will use our life, God, and our God-given abilities for your glory, God. We declare by faith right now, God, then nothing but good shall come to us right now, God, as we decree and declare this day is the greatest day of our life. As we speak life to every situation that is going on, God, somebody came this morning because they needed to hear a word from you, God. Somebody came today because they needed to hear you speak to their heart today, God. Speak to somebody's heart. As we come together this morning to pray for the healing of those who text me this morning saying they need a healing in their body, God. You know their name. You know their thoughts, God. And so where there's no peace, God, I ask you to bring peace in our hearts, God. And where there's no forgiveness, God, I ask you to bring forgiveness, Holy Spirit. As we decree and declare nothing but good in our bodies today, God. As we take every cell in our body, God, ask you to touch it, God. As we ask you to touch every cell, every living system, every organ, and every muscle fiber in our body. Come, Holy Spirit, and bless our thoughts this morning so that our thoughts could be your thoughts, Holy Spirit. Bless our eyes so that we could see with the spiritual 2020 visions of you, God. And that we may see you in all things, God, even when we look in the mirror, God. That we may see ourselves in the way that you see us. Father God, I'm asking you to anoint us today. Mother God, I'm asking you to anoint our hands this morning, God, that the works of our hands shall prosper and everything we touch shall turn not only to gold, but, oh God, platinum gold. God, I'm asking you to come in and anoint our feet, that everywhere we tread, our feet shall be upon holy ground. God, I'm asking you to anoint us with the anointing of Abraham, that we would be so blessed, God, that each and every person under the sound of my voice will hear this right now, God, and be so blessed that even the blessed will call them blessed, God, calling forth the wealth and the wisdom of Solomon, God, that anointing will be upon their life, God, that your people will be called your wealth distributors today, God. And we decree and declare right now, God, financial blessings, healing in our bodies, blessed relationships, God. And who came to this line because they desired to be married, that their marriage will come forth, God, in your own divine time. Come, Holy Spirit. Careers and entrepreneurship and witty ideas and will be downloaded, God, into their minds, their bodies, and the courage to manifest and unload all that you have decreed and declared for them to live in this lifetime, God. I'm asking you to come, Holy Spirit, and bless each and every person under the sound of my voice, God. I'm asking you to bring forth what you have impregnated them with, God, that they will birth, God, the exact gift that you have given them to come to the planet with this time, God, so that they can make manifest the glory in you, that all that they do, God, that you will be the CEO, the head, and the tails of all that they do, God. You said you are the author and the finisher. God, you said we will be the head and not the tails. You said we will be the lenders and not the borrowers. And so today, God, we call forth your anointing upon that, God, that you will activate that and stir it up in us today, God, because somebody came that they might be blessed today, God. Oh, somebody came today to hear a word from you, God. Oh, somebody came. Because they wanted you to speak to their heart today, God. Speak to the heart today, God. And so today, God, I just ask you to come, Holy Spirit, and let every word I speak be your word, God. That you will remove all of me as I come empty to the God. That you will activate the force of you in me right now, God, my beloved I Am presence. That every word I speak will be yours and not mine. That every thought I think will be yours and not mine, God. And that somebody will be blessed just by the presence of you in this right now moment, God. I just want to give a thank you right now, God. I just want to shout out to you right now. Thank you, God, because nobody can do you like us, God. Nobody can do us like you, God. And so right now, Holy Spirit, I'm just so grateful for the growth, the expansion, God. I thank you that you expand the territories of each and every person under the sound of my voice. The world will come to know them, God. If they write books, God, New York Times bestseller. If they're consultants and entrepreneurs in any way that they do business, God, that the world will come to know them, God. And that you will bless their comings and their goings, God. And that they will see you in us in everything we do, God. Because they will know us by our light. Speakers, world-class master speakers on a global level, God. Filmmakers. Award-winning filmmakers walking red carpets, God. New homes, new cars, amazing vacations and fantasy lives and just gifts that only you can give, God. And so right now I just want to say thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because once it's asked, it's already done, God. You see, every word I speak shall never return void, because you said in your word in Isaiah that even before I ask, you said that's my promissory note, God. You said before I ask, you have already answered my call, God. So all I can do right now is say thank you. Thank you for my sisters and my brothers on this line. Thank you for the blessings that are being bestowed upon them, God. Thank you for the advancement in their life. Thank you, God, for a mind stayed on you this morning, God.
Thank you for our mind stayed on you. And so right now, God, I just want to say amen. I just want to say amen, God, because I'm absolutely grateful. I'm just one grateful somebody, God. Just one grateful somebody, God. And what I'm more grateful for than I could ever thank you for is your grace, God. I thank you for your grace and your mercy, God, that will follow us all the days of our life. I thank you for your grace and your mercy that shall follow us all of our life, God. And it's nothing like your grace, God. So today, God, I ask you for one more thing. I ask you to bless those two ladies who called and said they need a financial blessing. Father, Mother God, I ask you to open up your windows, your gates, your heaven, and pour out a blessing that it won't be room enough to receive it, God. You see, you said in your word, it's he that gives thee the power to give wealth, God. You said in your word, it's he that gives richly all things, God. You said in your word that it's your good pleasure to give us the desires of our heart. Somebody need a healing in their finances today, God. Somebody need a healing in their body today, God. Somebody came because they need a healing in their heart today, God. I'm asking you to come, God, and just open up your windows, your gates, your heavens, and your doors, and pull out a healing blessing and bring perfect peace, God. Perfect peace. And so it is.
Yes, he is the keeper. Good morning, good morning. You tuned in to the Love Journey, the Love Experience with Janine and Ingram, and that was Perfect Peace by Marvin Sapp. I love that. I just love that first line, how it gives you perfect peace. I just love how it starts off. Sometimes when we're going through the storm, all we need is just the peace of God to help deliver us through that breakthrough. You know, that's why I was telling you, you know, sometimes all we need is the peace of God. Remember Jacob was left alone and there wrestled a man with him until the breaking of the day. And when he saw that he prevailed not against him, he touched the hollow of Jacob's thigh, and the hollow of Jacob's thigh was out of joint as he wrestled with him. He said, "Let me go, for the day breaketh." And he said, "I will not let thee go except thou bless me." And he said to him, "What is thy name?" And he said, "Jacob." And he said, "Thy name shall be called no more Jacob, but Israel. For as a prince hast thou power with God, and with men hast thou prevailed." That scripture came to me because right now there's a change happening. And sometimes we don't know how to access through because we don't know how to walk out of the old and become the new. You see, people so busy getting distracted by the politics that they can't even see that heaven is pregnant, getting ready to deliver something great into this earth realm. You see, something great is happening in this earth realm right now, but we're so distracted. But see, when you get the eyes of God and you begin to see with the eyes of God, you don't see what other people see. You see, there's an agenda that God has. And only those with the eyes of God can see the prophetic flow that's about to happen, what heaven is pregnant with and about to deliver on this earth plane. God sees it. This is the season of change. And we're going to be given opportunities beyond our own imagination. This is the year of defining moments for us. Those who believe and understand and can see with the eyes of God. Yes. Sometimes I just pray and I weep for the people because they're so caught up in the political climate that they can't see the spiritual climate that's happening. There's a dawning of a new day, a new season. And yes, sometimes before that new season happens, we have to wrestle. We got to wrestle through that hole and let go of who we used to be so that we can become who we came to the planet to be. You see, there's a place in God where the space is big enough for only you. And once you are there, you must press into this secret place, the place where the greatest opportunity to wrestle with life-altering issue in prayer like Jacob, you would experience a sense, maybe even aloneness. And I call that alone time. The separation is preparation for the destination. But this is the time for you to discover who you really are, a time where you are not defined by what you do or did, but who God originally designed you to be. Do not let others define who you are. You are fearfully and wonderfully made. Let me remind you, you are fearfully and wonderfully made. Say that with me. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. And no matter what the seemingly appearances are going on in my environment, there's a spiritual climate right now. Don't let the physical eyes deceive you about what's happening in the spiritual climate of this world. I just want you to know you are fearfully and wonderfully made. And don't mistake your aloneness right now with loneliness. There's a difference between loneliness and aloneness. Loneliness occurs when there is an involuntary and obvious absence of people who contribute to your sense of belonging. Aloneness, on the other hand, is a voluntary state where a person positions themselves in a place of solitude and separation in order to be prepared for God's destination. Jacob chose solitude so that he could wrestle with his destiny and his future. In this season, you must find your place of solitude to wrestle with your destiny. This is a season where prayer and fasting will catapult you into a realm of health, healing, prosperity, and success. And when you choose this place, you're going to soon discover that you have chosen to dwell in the secret place of the Most High God. You see, when I was on that 10-day silent retreat, no talking, no incommunicating, God downloaded, don't have your eyes on this political climate, because there's a spiritual climate happening all around you. Choose this place. You will soon discover that you have chosen to dwell in a Most High space. I know some of us are wrestling with personal issues right now. And people ask me to share with them the scriptures I gave them on financial breakthrough on Friday. And so I'm going to give you those scriptures right now. I'm going to give you time to go get your pen. But I want to let you know that don't let what you see in your seemingly appearances right now fool you into thinking that God has forgot you. Don't let what you see in this political climate think that God is not on the throne. And so we have to remember how to access God's provision for our life, whether it's healing, whether it's love, whatever it is. So here's the scriptures I gave you on Friday for your financial provision. Psalms 106:4-5, remember me, Lord. Remember me, O Lord, when you show favor to your people, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen one. Remember me, O Lord, when you show your favor to your people, that I may enjoy the prosperity of your chosen one. That's Psalms 106:4-5. And so if you're in this season where your finances may feel dried up, remember God is the source of your unlimited supply. If you're in a season where there's some kind of dis-ease going on in the body, remember, we got to count it all good. Whatever season you are in right now, God said it is over. God said it is over. See, Jacob's name was associated with a reproach. He had to wrestle with this because his name caused him to be stigmatized. The name Jacob, meaning supplanter and schemer, affected him in a very deep way. It was not only his birth name, but it had now become an integral part of his nature. All of his life, he had to fight for everything he acquired. He felt he had to take life in his own hands. Have you ever been in that place where your whole life and existence was predicated upon one fight after another? You are fighting for attention, fighting to be heard, fighting for peace, fighting for life. And even now, you may be wrestling with some deep financial, emotional, spiritual, personal issues. Spoke to me and told me that this is the end of a season of warfare and the beginning of a season of rest. And it's time for us to reap what we have sown. The struggle is over. You no longer have to wrestle. But you got to give in to the will of the presence that is God in you as you are around you. God has given us power over every enemy. And what does that mean? Enemy. When I say the enemy, I'm talking about the enemy. to activate the hidden power and potential for growth and development. The enemy of lack, the enemy of struggle, disease, and all the other things that are God power that is in us to unleash the true, authentic nature of who we came to the planet to be. I come to tell you this morning, it's over. I decree in this season you will be in sync with the divine timing of God. I decree over your life that you are being reprogrammed to hear, to have the ear to hear a different kind of frequency this morning. That God is synchronizing and syncopating you to his symphonic and choreographic movements. I decree in this season, you are all that God is right now. And that everything will work according to the timing of God. We're in the first quarter. And what we hold is a priority in this first quarter is going to determine what's going to happen in the next quarter. Like music, in order to move into a new moment, you must resolve the previous movement. Do not try to enter a new season without trying to resolve things from the past, meaning you got to let go. You see, what God is providing us in this first quarter is the thrust needed to begin a new and experience a breakthrough. Some of you were in frustration, cycles of lack, in desperation, seeing that the things weren't going to change. But I come to tell you, there's a divine intervention happening right now. But see, life wants to keep you caught up in the seemingly appearance of this political and physical climate. What is happening is you are ending a season right now. You're entering a season of rest and celebration and harvest. A season what is needed now is to thrust momentum, consistency, and commitment. Don't let go. Don't give in. Hold fast to the profession of your faith. God said, I'm thrusting you into your position where you have to make some decisions in order to seamlessly and smoothly move into something that is new. You got to make a decision to let go of the old. This is a year of release, a year of circumcision, a year of new beginnings. You must release some things, and some people might even have to let go. God said, I'll release new mantles, gifts, anointing, and opportunities upon your life. No more stagnation. The water is rising, and water represents movement of the Holy Spirit. Water represents the flow of the anointing. You must let go of the old in order to access the new. A breakthrough is a sudden burst of anointing, a revelation, knowledge that propels an individual past the point of impenetrable thresholds, shattering strongholds, and then establish new paradigms and relationships. I decree this is our year, Father. Supernatural exponential progression. See, God is going to do for us what in these next 12 months with God is going to do for us is what you can never do for yourself in 12 years. This is the year of open heavens. The year will be characterized by open portals. Look for divine opportunities. Have an expectation of supernatural ideas. You will be made first and not last. You will have dominion. You will be caused to be progress. You will supernaturally be caused to accomplish great things. This is not an era of pulpit. This is the era of the pew. You are going to break through in your prayer life. God will release an anointing over your prayer life. We no longer pray earthbound prayers. You will be able to make declaration from heaven. And it will be done as in heaven on earth. God will give you supernatural increase. You will decree a thing and it shall be established. You don't have to settle for a good life. You can have a great life, an amazing life. Thank you, God, for things that are about to shift as we enter into our new season. I decree and declare 2019 is a year, is our year. We decree and declare that the courage and the capacity, the drive, the commitment, and the desire to walk away from old things into the new is released into our spirit right now as we proceed out of this first quarter. We will decree we will not leave this quarter without seeing a manifestation of those things that were ordained before the foundation of this world. We pray that we will be synchronized, syncopated into the timing, the divine timing, that nothing will be held. Not one good thing will be held from us. I pray that this will function without frustration and without hindrance. I decree and declare the heavens and every portal is swinging open right now. I decree access. I decree that everything in our lives is changing right now for the best. But we got to open our ears, family, to hear the melodic sound of God. You see, when Moses was being called into a new, Moses was asked to speak to the rock. Well, but what did Moses do? Moses kept striking the rock because it's so easy to go back to what's familiar to us. In this season, we're being called to speak to the rock. We're not being called to strike the rock anymore. That means when you have to strike or do some kind of physical effort, that means, you know, you got to do, you still have some kind of lack and struggle going on, but you ain't got to struggle anymore. That's why speaking to the rock is so much easier. But it's so easy for us to fall back to old habits. How easy is it to fall back to trying to strike the rock? When God said it's time to speak to the rock. You see, you got to walk out of the old to access the new. You got to let go of the first step to get to the second step. It's your time. And here's some things we must do to move into our new self. We got to let go, forgive. Some things we might have to cut out our lives. We got to release, transition, transfer, new beginnings, conceptualize, and birth. Because God is opening divine access, opening windows, divine inspiration to think, to create, to receive dreams, visions, and concepts, new doors of opportunities, divine opportunities. Divine strategies, divine insight, supernatural wisdom. But sometimes we too clogged up, family. Sometimes we got to let go of the old to get the new. We got to stop looking at this thing physically and start asking God for a spiritual vision. That's real. It's going to be a breakthrough. And you got to ask God to give you the grace, the courage, and the capacity to walk out the old and into the new. That's been my prayer. God, give me the grace, courage, and capacity to let go of what's no longer serving me so that I can become anew. Ask God to sever all inappropriate and diabolical soul ties. Breakthrough. Pray for wisdom, insight, and instruction for renegotiating all covenant relationships. Ask God to reveal to you all open portals. Ask God to reveal to you your daily assignment. I get up every day, God. Lead me and guide me. And what is my assignment today? God, to enlarge your territory, spheres of influence. Pray for release from unprofitable relationships. Every weapon that will ever be tried to be formed against you will be impotent. Open your eyes and your ears to hear the things of the Spirit. You see, when I walked the grounds of that silent retreat, I asked God to give me the eyes to see and the ears to hear the Spirit. And God said, y'all eyes are too focused on the political climate. Can't even see the spiritual climate, the spiritual blessings that's being anointed upon the land. I decree and declare you are coming out with more right now, God said. We are well on our way to our kingdom breakthrough. World changing. Yes, world changes. Activating gifts inside of us and having the courage to move. There'll be no setbacks, bondage, no more dysfunctional relationships, struggle and lack. All that's over. This is our year of victory. This is our time. This is our time, family. And so I just want to remind you today, as you asked me for those scriptures, I only gave you one, didn't I? But here's the other one. Follow the terms of the covenant so that you may prosper in everything you do. Deuteronomy 29:9. The Lord will command the blessings on you and your storehouses and in all which you set your hand on. Deuteronomy 28:8. The Lord will command the blessings on you and your storehouses and in all which you set your hand on. You know what's interesting to me is how many scriptures are related to farming. How many times have we really planted our seeds and didn't water it and nurture it? How many times have we moved too quick? Today, I just want you to get still and know that God is. Today, I want to remind you right now, this is your time, but this is your time to get still and hear with a spiritual ears. See with spiritual eyes. Because you want to access your financial breakthrough. If there's a healing that you want to break through with, we got to stop giving our power to what we see. And giving our power over to other people and ask our bodies, how can I heal? Ask our financial situation, how can I heal from this situation? If love is eluding us, how can love teach me how to love? But it's all up to us this morning to decide. Are we willing to let go of our old eyes and see with the spiritual vision of God? I promise you, no matter how you see in this political climate, there's a spiritual climate stronger than what you see politically. Yeah, I know you're seeing all this stuff, and it sometimes can make you feel doom and womb and all the stuff that it makes you feel, but I tell you, every morning I get up because I know heaven is pregnant. And it's about to deliver something spiritually great on this planet. Are you ready? Are you ready for what heaven is about to deliver upon your life? See, God is planting a season of greatness inside of you. God is planting a seed of greatness in you. God is raising up the next generation of giant slayers who will champion the cause on this planet. And see, what's happening on this planet needs spiritual giants to discern. What's happening? And you got to be a giant slayer in this season. Giant slayer in you. You've been one who can champion the cause in your way, and only you can do it. But you got to get past what you're looking at. Everybody's calling, crying about this political climate and what's happening. Let me tell you, heaven is still on the throne, family. I had to tell my husband last night, baby, can't nobody stop this media, make us forget that there's a bigger plan. This media make us forget there's a spiritual plan. And then we, you know what we do? We pray, we watch the news, and then guess what we do? We murmur and complain. What happened when the Hebrews murmured and complained? A lot of them missed their chance to enter into the promised land. Don't miss your opportunity by seeing and looking only at this physical level. Because remember, God is such a gentle presence that the opportunity that God will not force upon you. God don't force anything upon us. God lets us choose. Don't get caught up, so caught up that you miss what heaven is pregnant with right now, ready to deliver upon this planet right now. But it's only for the people who are ready. It's only for those who have allowed their seeds of greatness to be planted and nourished. It's for those who are ready to slay the giant. So you got to ask yourself, are you a giant slayer? Have you been nourishing those seeds of greatness? And I tell you, as you walk through, as the champion you are, you will be given the discernment to reveal every agent and agent, that anything that will come across you will be slayed because it cannot stand in your presence, because you will be vibrating so hard. They'd be frustrated like Pharaoh when Moses came to say, "Let my people go." And let me tell you, God is so amazing that God will even send you a spiritual midwife, someone to help you push past your discomfort, your pain, and your disappointment from your old season, someone who will support you and cover you, someone who will know how to touch heaven and who knows the divine codes for unlocking heaven's vault. This is the year of open heavens and open portals. Ralph Waldo Emerson brilliantly stated, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Emerson once said, once you make a decision, the universe conspires to make it happen. Are you ready, family? This is our time. You have to learn how to access your own presence of God in you. You got to learn how to pray within your own self. So many of us are looking for somebody else, and the answer is you. So many times we're looking outside ourselves, but the answer is you. The answer is you. There's nothing outside yourself that can give you what God has already planted in you. Ooh, that should be tweeted. Isn't that a good one? Can nobody else give you outside of you what God has already given you inside of you? I come to tell you today, it's your time, family. It is your time. It is your time. God has prepared the table for you. I love this by Stephen Furtick. I want you to listen to this, and then we're going to open the floor for any questions. It's about 3 minutes. This is all about the secret of gratitude.
Can you keep your eyes fixed on the presence of God in the presence of your enemies? Because at this table, David said, God isn't the only one seated. I got enemies all around me. You prepare, verse 5, a table for me in the presence of my insecurity, in the presence of my deficits, in the presence of my addictions, in the presence of my confusion, in the presence of what I've lost, in the presence of the threat that I won't make it, in the presence of my enemies, I'm looking straight ahead. Would you do me a favor? Would you touch the person next to you and tell them, set the table? Because when you learn to have a heart of praise in the presence of enemies, you set the table. That's what David said, right? You prepare a table for me in the presence of my enemies. And if you can walk with God in darkness enough, depending on the light that he showed you in the last season, you'll learn to read your enemies as a sign that it's time to eat. David said, God made my enemies serve me my entree. God made the things that conspire to take me out feed me for the place he was bringing me into. I got a seat at the table. I'm a big boy. I can handle trouble. I can handle tests. I can handle it. I'm sitting down in the middle of all kinds of nonsense, but I got my eyes fixed on the presence of the one who is within me. And greater is he that is in me.
You see, greater is he that is in me than any political climate that's going on in this world. Family, don't talk about how big the problem is. Talk about how big your God is. Remind people when they tell you about the political climate that God is bigger than any political stuff that's going on, even bigger than the president, bigger than the IRS, bigger than any of that. Remember, your God is bigger than that. Keep your eyes on the prize. We lose in sight when we take our eyes off the prize, family. We lose sight when we take our eyes off the prize. Ask God to let you see with spiritual vision. It's hard to see the spiritual climate when you're too busy looking at the physical climate, the political climate. Keep your eyes on the prize, family. Heaven is pregnant, and there's a breakthrough that's happening right now. But you'll miss it if your eyes is not on the prize. That's my message this morning. Thank you for tuning in to the Love Journey. I'm going to open up the floor. We got a couple of people. Let's see what's going on. Good morning, 818-35-5722. Good morning.
Greetings in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This is Pastor Don Jr., CEO of the Entertainment Worldwide Network. Our broadcast network goes out to 3 million households, and we're syndicated in 25 AM and FM radio markets. I'm the commissioner and founder of the 300 winning team members, and sister, you've been on fire all day. I got a word for you. Every morning when I wake up,
I want
to
hear it, Pastor. Good morning, Pastor.
Good morning, man. I love your energy, and I love your spirit. If you can't, hopefully you got a pen there. Definitely take down my number because I want to help your network get out there. That's what we do. We've been on over 1,500 radio shows like this. But this is something I read every day, and I read for my board members and my key members of the winning team. And it's 300 people. I can't do devotional with everybody every day, but I try to catch some people that the Spirit leads me to. But I'm glad I caught you this morning. And it goes like this. It says, today is the day, my day. I will control of it what I can and release of it that of what I can't. I will be confident in my words and in myself. Resilience will trump rejection. Favor will overcome frustration. For every yes, I have secured a victory. For every no, I plan to see. Every contact is a new opportunity, a new challenge, a moment of truth. I'm important. I make a difference. I'm blessed from above, inspired by those around me. I'm powerful. I am loved. Each humbling moment, I am thankful, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger, for I have become stronger. Today is my day. This is my calling. I'm the voice of and for many, the unborn, the hungry. I'm an ambassador for humanity, created by the Almighty. Thank you for all. I shall prevail. Heavenly Father, right now, Lord, everybody, to the millions and millions and millions upon millions of people that's listening to the sound of my voice, Lord, let them capture that word in their spirit, Lord. Let them take and sup with you, Lord.
Yes,
you say
Lord.
You prepare a table in the place of the enemies, Lord. And whenever the hurricanes are, Lord, keep us in the middle of that hurricane with peace. It might look crazy to everybody else, but
yes,
you know what
yes.
you're doing, Lord. You're the ultimate power, Lord. Forgive us of anything we did, said, or done has been as pleasing in your sight that we purposely did, or the times we exposed them when we didn't. Lord, give us an inertia and a discerning spirit so we can hit every obstacle and go right through it, because you're going to give us the power to do it, Lord. Forgive us for not running forever. Keep your name in praise, Lord. And you did say this is a year of confirmation. 2:1-9 makes 12. 1:2 makes 3, the Father, Son, the Holy Spirit, Lord. This is your year of confirmation, confirming for us, continue to love us. We forever give your name honor, praise, and glory in Jesus Christ. For him, amen, amen, and amen.
Oh, thank you, Pastor Don. Thank you. I guess, is this your number on here, 818 number?
Yes, yes. Please send me a text message, your information, man. I really want to put your message
out
there.
I'll send you a text in a few
weeks. It's hard, but I just got to say this. It's hard for people to take the mask off and get real about the Word of God, and the Word of God is not always fun. Some days is going to be hard days, and God puts us through mitigating in particular circumstances so we can get back right with Him, so we can teach somebody else, so we got that experience under our belt. If we never smoked the crown, we can't tell nobody else. So it's a different thing, and this is the mightiest move of God I ever seen. So, sister, I'm going to be here the whole show. You put me on mute, leave me open, whatever, but I'm excited. You got me pumped to get the day started.
All right, Pastor Don. It's a blessing to receive your energy this morning. Thank you. And where are you from?
We're based in Las Vegas. I'm in Mesa, Arizona right now.
Oh.
So it's like 608 here.
Oh, wow. I'll be in Sedona, Arizona in May.
Okay, that's right down there. That's about an hour away. About an hour.
All right,
no,
so then I get to
really
meet
cool.
you, too. Okay,
yes,
meet
absolutely,
you.
100%. Absolutely. So, yeah, please send me a text message with your email address, and I can get you over a lot of information. We did work for the president, Barack Obama, Tito Jackson, Vicky Linus, a whole lot of people. We're booking Judge Joe Brown shows right now. So I'm all about changing the world, and it's going to take 300 people to change 7 trillion.
Well, I'll be giving you a call. Thank you for tuning in this
Amen.
Morning. Thank you for your word.
Thank
you for your prayer. Thank you for your blessings to the world. And I pray nothing but blessings upon you, that the world will come to know you, and all that you desire and everything that you put your hand on will be amplified, spiritualized, and multiplied more than you can ever think, ask, or imagine. God bless you, Pastor Don.
Amen. I receive it. I receive it. I receive it. It's locked in. I got it.
Yes,
amen.
I'm leaving you. I'm leaving you open. So I'm gonna go to the next. Good morning, 337, and last four is 5070. Area code 337. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
How are you?
How are you doing? I'm doing fine. You know, like just kicking on the video and just pay attention to your show. A big shout out to you. To the pastor Don also, you know, he's the one who told me to plug into that radio show. So, you know, that's cool to hear like some motivating words. It's always a good feeling, you know. I'm all the way in Paris, France, so there you are. You got your international listener on it, you know what I'm saying?
Yes, and I didn't get your name. What'd you say your name was?
Oh, my name is Tider. I ain't said it. My name is Tider. Tider.
Tider?
That's how they call me out here, you know. Tider, right. Like Dirty, yeah. But you say Tider. You should change the world. Right. So hold on. Like, the whole show was about the love and the understanding, the God, and how Monday is starting like that. Like, is it every Monday you do these shows? Like, explain me more.
Monday through Friday.
Okay. So Monday
every day,
to Friday.
Monday
like,
through Friday. Mm-hmm.
Every day in the morning, you're blessing the people, like, with the day, technically.
Yes.
Well, that's nice. And where are you located? Because I know Pastor is in Arizona. Where are you?
I'm in Chicago, Illinois.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. Oh, wow, that's so great.
And where are you located?
Oh, wow. I'm in Paris, France.
You're in France? Oh, my God.
Yes.
You know, I love France. I love France. Well, really, I love the southern part of France because it was more greenery. But I love the music and the library and the bookstores in France.
Oh, wow. Yeah, I'm myself a musician.
In Paris,
I live about 10 years. Yeah, I live about 10 years in the United States itself, in California, actually. That's where I live. I used to be into the music industry and all this. So, you know, it's pretty dark out there in the music industry. But I made it. I'm still young. I'm 35. I'm still alive. I'm happy to pass back, you know, on the wave to show the love to the people and let everybody know there's always hope, you know, as long like there is life. I guess you can get redeemed and get to the heaven, you know what I'm saying? We got to look at it that way, I guess. You know, no, never give up, like, because sometimes it can be challenging.
So what do you do in the music industry?
I've been an artist, actually. An artist, I signed a record deal with DPG and the West Coast rappers and all that. So I used to work with them, you know, I did a lot of music with them. Yeah, definitely.
Oh, okay.
So it was the thing. Yeah, I was always like a little bit curious about, like, you know, the people and the, you know, the movement, the civic rights and everything. So being I'm a mixed breed myself. So being born and raised in France, I was like, yeah, one day if I get the opportunity, I try to find out. And that was a pretty interesting experience, should I
say.
What about you? What do you do? Video show?
Well,
I mean, are you a preacher? Because usually when
I'm not a preacher. But I'm a radio personality here in Chicago. I work for 95.1 FM station. And I actually am a writer. I'm a motivational, inspirational speaker. I'm a transformational coach. I teach vision boards and facilitate workshops. And I get to meet great artists like you. I get to interview them on the radio on 95.1 FM. I get to, I worked on 95.1. I worked for iHeart V103, WSSD, WKKC, 89.3,
wow.
Different radio stations. And my son is out there in LA right now working for Warner Brothers. He works for Warner Brothers. My other son is at Hasbro Dream. My other son is a director at DreamWorks.
Oh, wow. So you got a family who is deep into the industry.
Mm-hmm.
Like my father is actually a movie maker. Right. My father is a movie maker from the Ivory Coast. He made a lot of movies in Africa, in France, and all that. My brother is a video game designer here in France, working for this company, Bethesda. And yeah, I'm into the networking. I had kind of a pretty, so it's cool to be on the video. I want to show the bless and the love to everybody, you know, the one who be thinking about it there, because, like, I've been gone for a little while. I left, like, 2012. I kind of went through 21 Savage myself, so I kind of know it's pretty deep. So just to be able to be through the wave and show love and tell everybody it's okay and then there's no such things like, you know, we all have a faith, and our faith, there is a reason. Sometimes we don't know why, but actually there is a reason. So I took it that, you know, I took it that road. So I'm really happy to be there. Yeah, and showing you the love. Yeah, you get to put me in connect with the bro, with your kid. Like, I mean, I almost signed
no
with Warner, but
I definitely would do that.
Yeah. Okay. So maybe you should get my email. I should get your email. I don't know. Or maybe Sue Pastor, because you got the number of the pastor, and the pastor is a great friend of mine. So that's how, you know. He's really hard worker.
I make sure he gets my information so you can get it too, and he'll share your information with me.
Well, sure.
Or
okay.
Is this
so
number,
every day in the morning.
Is this a number that you could call? This 337 number? Is that a number I could call you?
Yeah. That's my cell phone in France. So maybe you just like beep it and I will call you back. I got an international plane, so I will call you back from there, you know. So it's cool. You just have to beep me and I will call you back.
All right, well, I'm dedicating this song to you. Living my best life. Here go my song.
Oh,
for you.
Yeah.
We're going to start this thing all right. Duval in the money logging out. Come on, now come on. I'm living my best life.
That's my dedication for you. I pray you live your best life and that nothing but good and greatness shall come upon you. Keep living your best life.
Yeah, I'm
all right.
You. We love you.
Love you too. I love you too. All right. On teleconference, if anybody want to come on, you just star 6. I know we've been on the blog talk side, but we haven't opened up the line for the teleconference. Anybody on teleconference, just star 6. Amir, I see your line open.
Look at God answering prayer. Look at God answering prayer. The expansion, the elevation, the magnification, the beauty of the voices that were heard that had never been heard before, gracing this line, telling you, our love goddess, how their life has been blessed to the point where they want to continue to use their gifts, their influence and affluence to bless this ministry called The Love Journey. It's amazing to watch God sending the forces over the air to charge and to expand the vision. I love it. I love it. I love you for following the leadership of God 10 years ago, Janine. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. This was truly powerful inspiration for my elevation today. I am taking it to heart that today is the day, the first day living my best life.
Living your best life. I love you. Yeah, Amir J. out of Price. All the way from Palm Springs, Florida?
No, Palm Beach, Florida. Palm Beach.
Palm Beach. Okay.
1 mile from the ocean. Thank you, God.
I'll be in Miami in a few days. I leave tomorrow for North Carolina, but then I come back, and then at the end of the week, I'll be in Miami. So I'll make sure I let you know I'll be out in Miami.
Oh, blessings. That's a beautiful spot. Great to get away and come and get your tan on,
girl. No, you know I want. You know what I'm saying. I want to see you.
Okay, I heard you. I heard you the first time. I got you.
Okay, I'm just being clear. You know, I got to be clear. I want to see you when I'm in Miami. Okay.
Crystal clear. I love you.
Love you too, Amir J. Out of Price, Palm Springs. I keep wanting to say Spring, Palm Beach, Florida. All right.
Because it's springing up in your heart to come on down here and get this warmth so you go back and rejuvenate the nation again and again and again.
All right.
Love you.
A great day. Love you too.
You too, beautiful.
Good morning, Minister Lady Love.
Is this Minister Joanne Meekins?
Yes, it is.
Good morning. I love you. I miss you. How are you? Wow, we got New York in the house.
Girl, what a pleasure to tune in to my old number and hear your beautiful voice and your words. It's just a pleasure, you know. I'm like, I'm home, I'm home.
Oh, my God.
I praise God for you, and I thank you for your consistency and your faithfulness, and you're still going strong and expanding and being blessed and attracting all of the love that you are. And so I'm just happy to be a part of your world today.
Girl, it's a blessing to hear your voice. I want to say, can you read something to us?
I miss you, you know, that's all I'm really saying. You don't have to read if you don't have nothing available. But, you know, it was always nice to hear the inspirations that you read.
I know. I was a little indisposed a minute ago, so I am not quite ready. But it's so funny that you should say that because I am working on me publishing my first book under my imprint. You know, the first book out of my 11 was done by, you know, another company. And so I said, you know what, I want control of all my work. So I am going to republish that under, you know, my own imprint. And so, of course, I can't put my hand on it right now.
Well, tell us how to get your books. Where can I go to get your books?
Well, you know, you can go to my website, which is howtoselfpublishinexcellence.com, and there you will find all of my works, and that, again, is howtopublishinexcellence.com, and all my works are there, and all of the works of my clients are there, like some of our community, King, and King T's there, and Claudette, Queen Hostess. You know, her book is on there. And,
yeah, I loved,
you know,
her book.
People. Yeah, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So, praise God, praise God. But
All right.
I do want to share something. I'm going to share my rendition of Shepherd from Psalm 23, my poetic translation of it. The Lord is my shepherd, Jehovah Jireh, providing all my needs. He will give me the good desires of my heart. I shall not want for anything. He makes me rest in his immeasurable love from the busyness of my life. In the quiet stillness of his refreshing presence, my soul is peacefully restored through the grace of Christ. My steps are ordered in the path of righteousness by his word as the Holy Spirit leads. It is delightful to walk in his plan and purpose, knowing he will perfect that which concerns me. Although I walk through the valley shadowed by death, evil I will not fear. For your rod and staff, they comfort me, and you are always near. You have placed a prepared table before me in the presence of my enemies. I am equipped, confident, and victorious. In your name, the devil has to flee. You anoint my head with oil, and my cup overflows onto my friends and my family. I am blessed to be a blessing. Surely, goodness and mercy will follow me. When my earthly journey is ended on this side, and I've completed a godly life lived well, I will transition into my heavenly home with my Lord to forever dwell. Amen.
All right. All right, can you tell them again how to get to them books? What's the website? This is Joanne Meekins, Family Minister Joanne Meekins.
Amen, amen. That's www.howtoselfpublishinexcellence.com. Amen.
Amen. All right. Well, I tell you, you still got it. Let me give you some love. Yes, yes, yes. Yes, you know, I just tell you, it always reminds me that we have to remind ourselves, whose world is this, family? It's our world, and we get to do it our way. We get to share our gifts our way. Let me play my little song. This whose world is this? Whose world is this? It's yours, the world is yours. It's yours, Joanne Meekins, and keep on doing what you're doing, girl. It's getting better and better, greater and greater. Yes, it is. I pray the world come to know you, and nothing but blessings and financial sustenance shall come your way.
Thank you, my
it's your world.
I pray a double portion on you, girl. Double portion.
Yes.
and I received it. All right. Any more questions, comments, or concerns? And thank you. I love you, Minister Joanne, because it's so great. I'm glad you came on, but more importantly, I'm glad you opened the line and let me hear your voice. It was such a pleasure. That was a blessed New Year gift.
Amen, amen. This won't be my last time, sis. It won't be my last time.
All right. Any more questions, comments, concerns? If you're on the Blog Talk Radio, press 1. If you're on teleconference, you just star 6. All right. Wow. It's been an amazing morning. Whose world is this? That's how I feel on top of the world. It's mine. Whose world is this?
The world is yours. The world is yours.
And that's what I want to remind you today as we get ready to release the line. I want to remind you that it is your world and that you are a gift from God. And what you do with this gift is a gift back. Remember to choose love. Love is the only choice. And remember, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams today, family. Wow, it's been an amazing ride. And I just want to say, it only works if you work it, though. Remember that, family. It only works if you work it. And it worked because I worked it. People say, how you get to be on 95.1? How you get to, you just got to live and be you, and somebody going to see your light. I tell you, I'm super excited. So many great things are happening. I just want to shout out to two other people that's on this line and remind you that they have books, and that's Miss Carla LaVoe. Got her book, Everything Mama Should Have Told You But Didn't. That might be my title for the end of my book. I don't think that's what Mama Should Have Told You. It might be that title. But you know Carla LaVoe Hawkins. Make sure you look up her book. And, you know, our very own Zakiya has a new book out, too. And I want to make sure you get that book. So make sure you support our wonderful people and their new books online. We got some great things happening this year. Don't forget to put the first Sunday. This will be our 11th annual Sunrise Service. We got some great things happening at the Sunrise Service this year. We will be doing the 7th annual Remarkable Woman Conference on June 29th. And guess who we got coming to be our guest speaker? Eric Thomas, y'all. Eric Thomas is going to be the Remarkable Woman's guest speaker. Yes. Guess who we got coming to the line? Reverend Devon Franklin. And if you know who Devon Franklin is, in case you don't know who Devon Franklin is, I just secured him. He's gonna be coming on in March. And Devon Franklin is such an amazing gift to the planet. He just wrote a book, and I actually just got the book when he was here in Chicago. I was sitting down with him, and I got a copy of his book, The Truth About Men and Women. And I got that a signed copy, actually. He's going to be coming to the call. You know, Devon Franklin is also a movie producer. And so he's been a part of Hollywood. He also wrote the book about waiting. And some of the films we know, Miracles from Heaven, Heaven is for Real. His wife is Megan Good. I don't know if you know him from Megan Good. But anyway, he helped produce The Pink Panther 2. He helped produce The Not Easily Broken, The Ugly Truth, and Whitney Houston's Sparkle. He was also a part of Jumping the Broom, The Karate Kid, quite a few movies. You know, he was the vice president of Columbia Pictures for a while. He has his own production company now. He worked for Sony, Columbia Pictures, MGM. He's done quite a few things in this world. But what I love most about Devon Franklin is he never, never, never not let us know that God was first in his life. He talked about how he was celibate before he married his wife, Megan, and why. He has a book on weight. He was on the Oprah Winfrey Show, Steve Harvey Show, and he's coming to the love journey. And we're going to be talking to him about his new book and what he has a new book, movie coming out called The Breakthrough. And guess what? He's coming on in here in March. So I want to make sure you know that. Make sure you're still there. We got another guy that's going to be coming to the line. He's not as known as Devin Franklin, but he's real. He teaches the Ho'oponopono method. And he sat with Dr. Hugh Lin and Dr. Joe Vitale. And so he's going to come and talk to his name. Is Michael Collins. And we have another guy who's coming who's going to talk about the masculinity of men and why men don't cry. In essence, why men should cry is what he's going to be talking about. But the title of his speech is Why Men Don't Cry. And so we're going to have some really great information. It's interesting. It's all men, though, huh? And we're going to have Eric Thomas come on the line. He's going to be our guest speaker for the Remarkable Woman Conference, which is June 29th. And so I'll be giving you more information about the conference, how you can get your ticket. Our sunrise service is going to be the first Sunday in August, and we're going to have it on 31st Street Beach. This is the 11th year, and we got some major things that's happening with that. So I just want to put that on your mind. And if you are interested in knowing more or need more, you know, you can always text me, call me, email me at 773-447-5591. And also, if you anytime you want to make a donation, you can call me or you can go straight to Cash App, Janine Ingram, or you can go right to the Love Journey Inc. Facebook page. You see PayPal information, or you can PayPal me. I just want to say I'm surely grateful for all of you and all of you that you tune into the Love Journey, reminding you again that you are a gift, and this gift that you are and what you do with your life truly is a gift back to the Creator and how we live. So as we move out of here today, I want to remind you, don't just dream, but live your God-sized dreams. Live your God-sized dreams. I want to put it in your heart. You can live your God-sized dreams. It's so amazing when we live our life. I call it our sweet spot, when we're living in our sweet spot. And so I'm going to leave you with Karen Shield. This is one of my favorite songs. You know, I play all kind of music, inspiring music. It's not just gospel, and it won't be just any music, but I play music that's inspiring. And so I just want to inspire you, to remind you today that you are so beautiful and that the wind was made just for you. I decided to play Imani Azuri. Beautiful. Enjoy your day, family. Enjoy your day and remember that the sun shines just because of you and the wind blows just because of you. Can you imagine that God created you and made everything for you? The wind, everything was made just because of you.
Thank you.